Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, Finn is joining us. It's second date update here with Thunder and PT. Finn, how can we help you with Marissa?
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
You know, anything you can do to help me secure the W, that would be great.
Okay. Well, we appreciate, I guess, the vote of confidence on our end. What do you think is the issue why Marissa is not getting back to you for a second date, Finn?
Yeah, you know, I think the energy gap may be too far of a bridge.
Okay. You seem like a high energy guy.
Extrovert. Yeah. I talk a lot, maybe. I'm already interrupting you. Sorry about that.
No, it's all good.
Oh, trust me. Takes one to know one, buddy.
All right. So one of you is over-caffeinated and the other one is, are you saying Marissa is sleepy or just shy?
Oh, no. I think she's just a little shy. She's definitely not sleepy. She's awake and alert and
that's
quite
good.
Wonderful.
It's good to have a pulse. All right.
But, I mean, you know, like opposites attract and stuff like that, so you guys could kind of, like, learn from each other or whatever, right? I mean.
Maybe she disagrees because we went to dinner 2 weeks ago and I can't get a reply to save my life.
And you're not overdoing the texting, Finn. Or sending anything that might be construed as offensive or anything like that.
Not unless asking her to brunch is offensive.
And you can't think of...
I don't think so.
No. And you can't think of anything that came up in your time together that may have crossed a line or was uncool.
Maybe I was talking too much. She did say that we should just try hanging out quietly while we waited for our dessert.
Oh, no way.
Wow. Okay.
Oh,
not
my
the
God.
Best sign, no. Finn.
What was the end of the date like, if that was the dessert part?
Yeah. She asked me for a hug at the end of the date. It was a really nice hug. It was soft and warm. And I didn't push anything else.
Good.
I was just a gentleman.
All right, Finn. Well, let's do this. Let's call Marissa. See what's up.
Got friend zoned, man.
See if she'll join us. First of all, see if she'll answer.
Yeah.
She seems a little introverted.
Yeah.
So we'll see, and hopefully get some answers if she does, and lead you to a second date. So hold on. We're going to play a song, Finn. Come right back. Second half. Second date update with Finn and Marissa next year with Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
We've been talking to Finn about his first date with Marissa. Finn is an outgoing guy, and he thinks that might be the holdup.
Yeah, you know, I think the energy gap may be too far of a bridge.
So did something happen on the first date, or is that the reason Marissa's not getting back to Finn for a second date? We're here for Finn to try to find out.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Marissa?
Yes. This is she.
Hey, Marissa, we're glad you picked up. We're not selling anything, and thank you, and sorry to trouble you this morning so early, but we're the Thunder and PT show on 102.9 The Wolf.
Good morning, Marissa.
Radio station. We're on the air right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We just need a moment, though. Are you still there, Marissa?
Yeah, I'm just a little nervous.
Okay.
Okay.
And listen, no need to be nervous, because we come with good intentions, because we spoke to a gentleman just a few minutes ago on our show who really enjoyed spending time with you a couple of weeks ago on a first date you had together. Do you remember Finn?
Oh, Finn, he told you about me?
Yeah, he said he wants to spend some more time with you. See, we do this thing called Second Date Update, and he reached out to us because he hasn't been able to hear back from you.
Right. I mean, I did not mean to be rude at all when I stopped texting him.
Okay, did you meet somebody else?
No, nothing like that. I really do like Finn. I don't want to disappoint him.
Okay. Well, let me just say this, Marissa. The only thing disappointing him, as far as what we could tell, is the fact that he's not hearing back from you. And would you be comfortable in telling us maybe why that is?
It really is humiliating.
Okay.
Well, I mean, this is a judgment-free zone. We are on the air right now. Can you share with us what it is?
Yeah, I did hold back some information when I met Finn.
Okay.
Marissa, did you lie to me?
Hang on, Finn.
Okay, all right,
hold on.
Finn, hey, Marissa. Hey,
Marissa, stay here, please.
I'm sorry. This is my fault. I thought we had Finn on hold, and of course, as we mentioned, we just talked to him on the air a few minutes ago. Can you kind of tell us what is going on here, Marissa?
Oh.
While Finn listens in?
I'm sorry, Finn. Hopefully this is just a little molehill that we can get past and not a mountain, per se.
What is it?
Well, when you asked me how long I've been single, I told you that it had been just over a year.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Marissa, are you fresh off a breakup? So the timing is maybe you figured you just weren't ready? Or
got back with an ex or something?
No, it's much worse. I've never had a breakup because I've never had a boyfriend, like a real actual boyfriend.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'll just save us all the time, and I'll just say goodbye right now.
Hold on, Marissa. Wait. What? Okay. Is this even a red flag for you, Finn? Marissa, please stay with us. Finn, do you see this as a red flag at all, Finn? I personally don't, but...
Me neither.
What do you feel?
I am just so glad because I thought that you were going to say that since you didn't have a breakup, you still had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I'm also just a 26-year-old maid. Like, I don't feel like I'm...
Marissa, do not say that. You are none of those things. You are beautiful and compassionate, and you seriously have so much to offer.
I mean, Marissa, did you have a good time with Finn?
I did. I enjoyed our time so much.
Marissa, listen, we do not want to force you into doing or saying anything you don't feel, okay? I want to tell you that first. But if you would allow me, Marissa, it sounds like Finn really wants to get to know you better. And how about you just go on a second date? You enjoyed the first date, correct?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
What if you just went on a second date? Now Finn knows this, and you know, Finn, you're not here to push anything or try to move anything too quickly, correct?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I hope that I am able to just get to know you better. And
yeah.
I'm blushing.
And don't put any labels on it. Like, even potentially, just get to know each other better, and if you feel comfortable, then... keep agreeing to see each other and just see where it goes. Is there anybody that disagrees with that? PT?
No. The no labels thing early on and even for a while is great. That's a great advice.
How are you feeling right now, Marissa? Putting you on the spot.
I'm feeling a little, like, hopeful. I'm smiling. I guess brunch would be really nice. I'd love to see you again.
Okay. I have a great spot, and I think we're really going to enjoy it.
All right. This might be a little inappropriate, guys, but we always play this music in the background when we can put two people together.
Oh. Yeah, but Marissa, you just, you know.
That's a whole lot of put.
Old pace.
Yeah. They're getting the gift.
I love it. I think you guys are cute.
Maybe it's inappropriate. Maybe that we shouldn't.
Yeah, Finn. Finn. Finn, you take your extrovert nature and you just hang tight for a second.
Yeah.
I love it.
And you're good. I feel like Finn's a really good guy, Marissa. And Finn, we're going to put a lot of confidence in you. You have our trust.
Yes.
In making sure you treat this Marissa well.
You have my word.
All right, good.
Okay.
All right, Marissa, you good with that? Can he call you? After we hang up?
Nice.
Okay, good. All right, as long as everybody thinks this, sweet baby. Oh, yeah. All right, and thanks for being on Second Date Update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.